Blog Talk Radio.
My God. And so today, I want to take this moment. Lord, we give you all our praise. It's the praise that's due you. And we magnify you. When we say that you're holy, that's how we magnify you. When we call you holy and tell you that we worship you. Does anybody feel like that tonight? Anybody in here feel like that tonight?
Just worship him.
in the Old Testament. They begin to prostrate themselves before him because they recognize that they were experiencing a glory that wasn't made by hands. They was experiencing a glory that man had nothing to do with. They was experiencing Yahweh. They were experiencing the Shekinah glory of the Lord. That's why he's worthy. That's why he's worthy. That's why he's so worthy. Father, I praise you for just being God. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Can I get about 30 people just to open up your mouth and just begin to tell them how worthy he is? Can I get 30 people to just open up your mouth and begin to tell him how worthy he is? Come on, if he's ever done anything for you, tell him how worthy he is. Come on, don't let anybody block your worship tonight. Tell him how worthy he is. He's worthy.
Gentlemen all around the world, thank you so much for joining us today. This is Straight to the Point. We're going to get ready to get started here. What a powerful, powerful day. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much. Hey, ladies and gentlemen all across the globe, this is Straight to the Point with Prophet Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. She'll be up right after our next song. Hey, I want to let you know the number. You need to tweet it out, send it out on your social media. To join us tonight, the number is 347-843-4559. That number, 347-843-4559. It's going to be powerful tonight with Dr. Henderson. Yeah. Yes, yes. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, hold on. We'll be right back after this next song. God bless you.
I said it best. I'm here to worship. I'm here to worship. Are you ready for an encounter in the presence of God? Can we just lift our hands in this moment and just begin to declare, God, that your name is higher than any other name. There's no name higher than the name of Jesus. We've come to declare that. So we're just going to open up with this song right now that just declares the greatness of the name of Jesus, that all other names would fade away, that your name would be lifted high, glorified, God. We thank you for who you are. Can we just let our worship fill this room? God, we thank you for who you are tonight in our lives. We thank you for everything that you've done for us, God. We're grateful. Our hearts are overflowing with gratitude for who you are and everything that you've done in our lives, God. We'll bless you tonight. We'll bless you tonight, Lord, for who you are. We'll bless you tonight for who you are, Lord. high. Can you lift your voice and say, we lift you high. Tell them, God, we've come to lift you up. We lift you high. Oh, we lift you high. Sing it again. We lift you high. Oh, every other name can fade away. Your name is great. And your name is strong. Your name is higher. We lift you high.
Let's go.
again, ladies and gentlemen, all across the world, this is Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores D. Henderson. The atmosphere has been set, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and bring in Dr. Henderson right now. Dr. Henderson, welcome to Straight to the Point.
Good evening. Good evening, everybody out there in radio land. Let all the other names fade away. Jesus, take your place. Take your place. Take your place tonight in all of our hearts. Take your place because your word says that if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. I want to welcome you all, everybody out there listening. By the sound of my voice, I want to welcome you to the Straight to the Point. Those of you who are tuning in for the very first time, let me tell you who we are. Straight to the Point is a prophetic and business broadcast that is aimed at dealing with real issues as we offer real solutions for every single person. We lean on, depend on, and stand on the word of God, particularly John 3:16, for the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have an everlasting life. So we bring you greetings, everybody out there that's listening on tonight, those of you who are listening by way of live, we bring you greetings and we say bless you on tonight. Those of you who are listening by way of the internet, we bless you on tonight. And those of you who are going to call back, we bless you on tonight. We just thank you for being with us on tonight. We know that your life will never be the same, that you were not here by accident and or coincidence, but you were here and sent here on tonight to hear this show by divine providence. Amen. And so you have been predestined, preordained to be here on this wonderful night of February 2024. Amen. To hear this awesome, awesome, awesome word. The last Monday of the month, actually. So we bring you greetings and we thank God for your life on tonight. We want to also give credit to Juanita Bynum on worship. My God, what a powerful, powerful anointed song. Really brings you into the presence of the Lord. We worship him. I'm telling you, I remember a time where, you know, where the presence of the Lord was so heavy. That's why I tell people to worship. When you are wanting something from God and you desiring a thing that only he can give you, amen, you have to get into his presence and begin to worship him, because our God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Yes, yes, my friend, we have to worship him, serve him in spirit and in truth, because he's a spirit, and we have to get in the presence of him, get in the presence of his spirit. In his presence, there's healing. Somebody hear me on tonight. In his presence, there's deliverance. Somebody hear me on tonight. I said in his presence, there's prosperity. In his presence, it's the fullness of joy. I don't know what you're going through on tonight, but I come to tell somebody to get back in the presence of God, and you will begin to experience his joy, his love. If you're going through any type of depression, all that will come down in the name of Jesus. And so we give credit to Juanita Bynum for worship. We also give credit to Isabel Davis on Jesus, Take Your Place. I don't know about you, but if you're putting anything before him on tonight, it's time for you to move those things out of the way and bring Jesus back to the center of your attention. Bring him back, because when he takes his place, when Jesus begins to be the center of your joy and first and foremost before anything, anyone, anybody, you will begin to experience an abundance of rain. And what I mean by an abundance of rain, I mean abundance of blessings, because you have made him first. And you, anything you ask, the Bible says that anything you ask in his name, who name, the name of Jesus, you shall have. Anything, no matter what it is. So tonight, just take an observation. What is it that you need from the Lord? What is it that you need from God? She said, take your place. That means take your place. Get in this thing, this situation. Get in front of me. Get ahead of me. Take your place in my life. If anything is trying to come before you, then I need to remove those things, and I need you to rise up, Jesus, and just take your place, your place, your place, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Amen. Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Amen. And so we need to be reminded that Jesus is King. Jesus is Lord, and he's Lord over everything. You know, I remember I was ministered to a couple, and I said, you know, when we get saved, we say, Lord, come into my life and be my Savior and be Lord over my life. And I said, do you really know what it means for him to be Lord over your life? That means that you have given him permission, my God, to go before you and ensure that according to the word that he is making sure that the word is being performed, where it says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. He's making sure that he is putting a pen and a signature on that scripture saying that I'm ordering your steps. So when things start feeling funny and things start feeling like, oh my goodness, that you're losing grasp or control of a situation, just look up and remind yourself that you invited him to be Lord over your life. We all want him to say, we want to be Lord. God, be Lord of my life. Then when he takes the wheel, we want to say, no, give me the wheel back. Let me drive my own car. But he said, but you told me you wanted me to be Lord over your life. And when I say take the wheel, he starts taking us places and taking us through things and taking us to places that we're like, wait a minute, hold up. I ain't want to go over there. And he said, but I'm Lord over your life. I know what's best for you. I know the plans I have for you. You just got to trust me. I'm Lord over your life. Remember that. And so Isabel Davis so eloquently sung, beautifully, spiritually, anointed, heavenly, let all the other names fade away. Amen. Let Jesus be lifted. Let him be lifted and his enemies be scattered. Let the name of Jesus rise. Amen. And every other name come down. And so we give credit to Isabel Davis. And so saying that, I'm not going to be before you guys long on tonight. I'm just going to drop something to y'all and I'm going to keep it moving. This is straight. That's why it's called Straight to the Point. And so before I go there, I want to thank Apostle Geraldine Clark for holding down the fort on second and third Monday. She's been doing a great job. And I do want to apologize to you guys for last week. We had some technological difficulties, but we are definitely working on that for you guys. So just thank you for holding on in there. Don't go nowhere. This is definitely the place you need to keep coming every Monday night on the Man's Let's Talk Network via Straight to the Point to get your prophetic word. This is definitely where you need to be coming. So don't you dare go nowhere. This is where the Spirit of the Lord rests, rule, and abide. Right here on this awesome, awesome broadcast from Straight to the Point via. It doesn't matter if I'm bringing forth the word or somebody else, because God is not going to have nobody on Straight to the Point who does not hear directly from him. You better believe that. So, and saying that, moving forward, I want you guys to put your attention to this right quick, and then after that, we're going to get into the Straight to the Point word. But I want you guys, those of you who have been following me on social media, you know that I am about to have one of the greatest events in the world, in the nation, and on the planet Earth. It's called the Author's Ball. I want you guys, if you have not registered for the Author's Ball, I want you to go to eventbrite.com right now and just type in the Author's Ball and get your ticket. It's going to be March the 23rd, 2024 at 6:30 p.m. I want you to grab your ticket. I want to see you in a place, although it's called the Author's Ball. We're going to have people there from different industries. We're going to have people in not just office, but we also want to, I'm going to give out some special awards in other categories as well. And so we want you guys to be there. If you have a dream, whether that's to author a book, whether that's to publish a book, whether that's to write a play, whether you write poetry, whether you're into music, you write music, whatever literature that you write, you need to be at the author's ball to connect and network. How many of you know that the blessing is in the connection? Amen. And so you are invited. The author's ball is open to every single person out here. If you have a dream, I want to see you there. And so with that said, there were some businesses that supported us. There were some businesses who sold seed. There were some businesses who brought ads. There were some businesses who wanted to spotlight. And so with that said, I want to announce and thank those businesses. And I ask everybody out there with the sound of my voice to go and Google these businesses. And I want you to support these businesses. And I want you to invest and or donate in these businesses and or ministries. Amen. Kingdom businesses, kingdom ministries. I want you to donate. They are a blessing for the kingdom. They are a blessing for the people. They are a blessing for anyone who will invest in them. We'll go and Google and see all the great things that they're doing, ministries, all the great things that these businesses are doing. And without further ado, the first business I want to thank is ML Bill Consulting LLC. ML Bill Consulting LLC, right outside of Georgia. So we thank God for that kingdom business. The second one is DeWaelle.com. Three generations of world king shrimp, total skin and body care, accessories, and apparel. I want you to go to www.DeWaelle.com. That's www.DeWaelle.com. And then I want you to go to Dr. DTH Ministries. Awesome services for anyone who's dealing with any type of issues. You can go to Dr. DTH Ministries. Then Survivors Global Ministry, that is a nonprofit organization who help you in all types of needs. And I want you to go to Virtual Consulting Company, Consultant Services. You want to start a business, you want to get into business, you have a vision, don't know where to get started, you need to contact Virtual Consulting Company, www.virtualconsultingco.com. And then we have Conversations with Christina. I want you to go and I want you to support Conversations with Christina. And then we have the MLT Network right here on tonight's show, 347-843-4559. The MLT Network not just do broadcast services, but they do consulting services as well. And then, my friends, we have ICCM Bible Institute. You owe it to yourself to be kingdom prepared. Go and type in ICCM Bible Institute, and go ahead and register for courses. They have all types of certificate and degree programs. You owe it to yourself to be kingdom prepared. And then ICCM Ministries, it stands for the International Congress of Ministers. And so you want to get, you don't know where you belong, you want to connect with a group of ministers. It doesn't mean you have to leave your church. It's just a network of ministers and ministries. Chitwood and Chitwood Financial Services for all your tax needs. Help churches and nonprofit organizations get your house in order. Get your house in order. Help with your taxes. Help to keep you out of trouble with the IRS. That's Chitwood and Chitwood. And then we have, my goodness, so happy. We have church management, tax, and law. So that will help put some things in order for you, church management, tax, and law. And so we also have Dr. Janet Palmer International. Awesome services for all women who are dealing with issues. Contact Dr. Janet Palmer, Dr. Janet Palmer International Ministries. And we have He She Boutique. If you're a woman, you into fashion, you want to contact He She, H-Y-S-H-E, located right in, yes, Port St. Lucie, Florida. I want you to go and type in He She Boutique. Amen. For all your beautiful clothes She has some awesome clothes for women. And then we have the Right Touch Cleaning Services. I'm telling you, they came in my house and they cleaned it. I'm telling you, I don't ever want anybody else in here but them. And then we have Faith to Glory Empowerment Center. And so we want to thank all of these businesses, all of these ministries that came to support us. We're excited. We want to continue to build and expand with Kingdom businesses, invest and sow and donate into these businesses. And I want you guys to help me as well to empower, to motivate, encourage, to sow, donate, and tell the whole world that Jesus, that you can still be an entrepreneur and still love Jesus. Come on, somebody. You can still be an entrepreneur. You can still be in the marketplace and still love the Lord. And God will give you a vision, and he just wants you to work that vision. We're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. We're going to talk about the talents on tonight that God has given each and every one of us something special, and he wants us to. He wants us to make a return on the investment that he has given to us. So tonight I want to particularly come to you out of Matthew 25:14. I'm going to hit it and I'm going to quit. I'm not going to be before you long. The Bible says, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Let's go back. And unto one he gave 5 talents. My God. He gave one man 5 talents. Some of you got more than 5 talents. He gave some of you many talents. I know he gave me probably about 50 or more. Amen, glory. And so, and in one he gave 2. And in one he only gave 1. And it was because it was according to his, that man's, or that man's ability. So he looked at each one of us. He looked at that each one of the men who worked for him and said, the one that he gave the 5 to, he said, I didn't make a mistake by giving you 5 because I knew that you would be able to make a return. I knew that you would be able to prosper. I knew that you would be able to come forth. And the one he gave, amen, the one he gave the 2 to, amen, amen, and the one he gave the 2, he said, don't get jealous of the one I gave the 5 to, because the 5 can handle what I gave them. But I'm going to give you 2 because I know that you can handle 2. And then the one he gave the 1 to, he said, I got to see if I can even trust you with this 1, because although I know that you have the ability to make me a return on my investment, I just, I see some things that you will allow that will stop you from moving forward to get a return on the investment, okay? And it says, then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5. So it says right here that the one that he gave the 5 went and traded and did something with that. Amen. He made a return. He made a double. He doubled his investment, and he made another 5. So that's a total of 10. And then he said, likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained 2 more. So not only did he start with 2, but he came back with 2 more, which was 4. But the Bible says, but he, somebody hear me on tonight, he that received 1, he went and digged in the earth, and he hid the Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoned with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought up the 5 talents, saying, Lord, you delivered unto me 5. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. I want you to know, Lord, I did not waste what you've given me, but I've doubled the blessing. I've doubled what you've given me, and I've made a return on your investment. Here's a total of 10. Then His Lord said unto him, well done, you good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things, and I will make you ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Somebody hear me on tonight. Somebody should have just did some cartwheels and flips, because let me tell you something. Those of you who God has given a lot, and you feel like you've overburdened by what God has given you, but you're still plowing and you still keep going, this is going to be your reward when you keep on going. You're going to hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been, and I'm going to make you a ruler over many things. Enter, this is my favorite part, enter you into the joy of your Lord. He also that had received two talents came and said, Lord, you delivered unto me two talents. Behold, I have gained two other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things, and I will make you ruler over many things. Enter thou the joy of the Lord. See, the one he gave the five talents to received the same reward as the one he gave the two talents to. So don't be jealous and envious over somebody who may have more talent than you. Be faithful over what God has given you. If he only gave you two, work your two. Amen. Glory to God. Don't look at who he gave five to and be envious and jealous and wonder why he didn't give you five instead of giving you two. It's because he gave you what you was graced to carry. Somebody hear me on tonight and say to yourself, I'm graced to carry this thing. I'm graced to carry this blessing. I'm graced to carry what God has given me. Then the Bible says, yeah, that he which has received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew you that you are a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid and went and I hid the talent in the earth. Lo, there has that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, you wicked and slothful servant, you knew of that I reap where I sow not and gather where I have not strawed. You ought of therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury for the talent from him, and given it to him that have 10 talents. Who, Jesus? So I want somebody to know on tonight, the man that started out with five and the man that came and put a, made a return on that investment and gave five more to have 10, the ones that are being slothful, the ones who have turned their back on God, the ones that he has given gifts to and have turned their back on him, the wicked ones, the Bible says, do not be envious of the wicked. Don't be envious of those of wrongdoing. Amen. But in due time, you will reap. Amen. You will reap. Amen. Even which you even have sown not, my God. So if you look at the scripture, the wicked man, his one was taken from him because of his slothfulness and given to somebody else. My God, I pray on tonight that that's not your story. I pray on tonight that you're not going to lose what God has given you. I pray on tonight that that's not you. He says, take it away from him. For unto everyone that have should be given, and he should have abundance. But from whom that have not should be taken away, even that which he have, and cast ye the unprofitable servant into another darkness. There should be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I come to simply ask you on tonight, what you going to do with what he is giving you? What you going to do with what he has given you? The time has come for no more excuses. I come, the word on tonight is no more excuses. No more excuses. It's time for you to deliver what God has given you. Some of you, God has given entrepreneur endeavors. Some of you, God has given you an anointing to start ministries and to build ministries and to plant churches all over the world. And many of you have not even left your community. And God said, I've called you to the nations. But every time I turn around, you have an excuse. It's excuse after excuse. But I have called you all over the world to preach the gospel. Some of you that I have called to be entrepreneurs, not only have I called you to build your business, but I've also called you to deposit and to sow into other people's businesses to help them grow, to be a midwife, to help them push that baby out. But what have you done with what I have given you? Some of you, I have called into the political realm. You have every excuse in the world saying that they're nothing but devils and they're doing this and they're doing that. But God said, I called you to go into the political realm to set some standard, to write the laws according to my will, my way. You have every excuse in the world, some of you. God has called in the marketplace, amen, on their job, in those corporations to be a light of the world, to be a salt of the earth, but you have become just as nasty as them who won't serve the Lord. And God said, what are you doing with the talent that I have given you? I've given you talent, my children. I've given you talents and gifts for you to make a return on the investment that I have given you. He said, but some of you are hiding your talent, and some of you are hiding your talent because you are afraid to rise up and walk in the fullness of God. And God said, don't be like the one that hid the talent, because I've casted him away and I took the talent from him and I gave it to the one who is profitable, the one who is prosperous, the one who takes responsibility, the one who does what I tell them to do, the one who obeys my voice, the one who will walk in my statutes, the one who will walk by faith and not by sight, the one that don't have an excuse. He said, tonight you need to make a decision. What are you going to do? Are you going to walk in the fullness that I have predestined for you before the foundations of the world? Some of you that are so religious are afraid to step out on faith and start businesses thinking that God don't want you to prosper. That's another excuse. I want you to know you've been fooled by the enemy, because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. But don't forget what Jesus said. He said, but I come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. No more excuses. No more when I'm healed, I'm adored. He said, do it and do it while you're not healed, and watch me heal you. Not only heal you, but make you whole from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Walk in. Some of you saying that you're going to do it when you get $1 million in a bank. He said, no, do it. I do it. Like the man that I gave the 2 talents, he said, I only gave him 2. And he turned that thing into 4. He said, even if I would have gave you 1 and you would have shown that you could turn it into 2, he said, that's more than enough. Don't look at the one with the 5 and say you just got 1. Baby, work that 1, because as you see, whether you had 5, whether you had 2, whether you had 1, the Bible says they got an equal reward, and the equal reward was abundant prosperity. Somebody hear me on tonight. God knows that you can handle. He knows that you can bear. So if he only gave you 1, work that 1. Work that 1 until you can't work it no more. If he only gave you the gift of preaching, preach the walls down. Preach fire from heaven. Preach rain from heaven. Prophesy. If he only gave you the spirit of prophesy, prophesy until you can't prophesy no more. If he only gave you the talent to build business, baby, build businesses all over the world. Build businesses in Africa. Build businesses in Europe. Build businesses in Asia. Work your talent. Work your gift. If he only he gave you the talent of motivational speaking, motivate the draws off somebody. I said, I don't mean it in that way, but you know what I'm talking about. Motivate somebody up out of a dead situation. Motivate somebody from out of the hospital. If he only gave you the gift of healing, go to the hospitals and lay hand on the sick. Lay hands on a cancer patient. Lay hands on the AIDS patient. Lay hands on the heart patients and command them to be healed. There's no excuse. Work your gift. I said work your gift. No matter what that talent is, work your gift. I just come to tell you on tonight, no more excuses. You've been listening to Straight to the Point. Dr. Vaughn, let's open up the lines.
Amen, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. God bless you, Apostle. God bless you tonight. Let's get the Lord a hand cup of praise. If you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point. Prophet is Dr. Doris T. Henderson. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Dr. Henderson, I believe everybody's in student mode tonight because everybody's listening. I think everybody's listening tonight like a student tonight. So thank you so much for that. I think everybody was just listening well tonight and taking some great
Amen.
Notes. We're excited Amen. About y'all being here. But matter of fact, let me just check to see. I just want to make sure I check whether you do have some callers on here. I want to bring on Sister Mary. Sister Mary, you're on with Straight to the Point with Prophetess. I know you may want to say a few words. Sister Mary, you're on with the Prophetess tonight. God bless you. Amen.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Thank you, Prophet. Thank you.
Good evening. God bless you.
Thank you. And thank you, Elder Vaughn, for acknowledging. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. I'm so grateful for you and your business and all that you're doing in the kingdom and for God's people. Continue to build, and we'll see you soon. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. Dr. Vaughn.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Mary. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want, real quickly, if you do want to come on, hit star one on your phone. Star one on your phone. We'll put you in queue. I'll give you a few more seconds before we turn it back over to Dr. Henderson. God bless you. So we'll make sure we don't miss anybody tonight. What a powerful, powerful word tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I trust you are excited. And most of all, you're put in action tonight in Jesus' mighty name. So we thank God for you. Back to you, Dr. Henderson. Back to you.
Amen. Amen. And so tonight, I just simply come to encourage you. I just simply come to tell you that you can make it. You can do it. No matter how large, no matter how small, whatever it is that he has given you, I want you to work it. I want you to work your faith. I want you to stir up the gift inside of you. Like if you have to encourage your own self, pet your own self in the back, talk to your own self, look yourself in the mirror and say, girl, you gonna win. Look yourself in the mirror and say, boy, you gonna win. I just come to tell you on tonight, don't look to the left, don't look to the right. Just look straight ahead. Look to the straight ahead. The psalmist says, I will lift up my eyes to the hill from which cometh my help, because all of my help coming from the Lord. Get in the presence of God and ask him, God, what's the plan? What's the steps? What's the instructions? And he's going to unload it to you. And you get your pen and paper, begin to write. But don't you stop there. You work their plan, work that vision, and go out and do what God has called and commissioned for you to do. And watch your life change. Your life is going to change if you obey the voice of the Lord on tonight. We thank you for listening to Straight to the Point. We at the end of the service. We at the end of the program. But before we go, we're going to leave you with these three things. Always love and love hard. Always forgive, and you forgive fast. And always, always, always believe the word of the Lord. God bless you, and you have a good night.
We give you all our praise. It's the praise that's due you. And we magnify you when we say that you're holy. That's how we magnify you. When we call you holy. Tell you that we worship you. Does anybody feel like that tonight? Anybody in here feel like that tonight? Lord, we give you all. when you say holy. Because when you cry holy, no demon can stand in your presence. When you tell him how holy he is, every shackle has to break off of your life. Every spirit of torment has to come off of your mind. That's why you gotta worship him. Tell him how mighty it is. We worship you. Just because you're God. Because you're Jehovah Jireh. You are my provider. You're Jehovah Nisi. You're the man that watches over me. We worship you. Because you're Jehovah Tsidkenu. You're my righteousness. We worship you. Because you're Jehovah Rapha. When I get sick in my body, you still deserve the praise. Oh, somebody ought to worship him if you believe that. Yes, he is. God, we worship you. We glorify you. We magnify you.
He don't need nobody else. That's why he's God tonight.
they said when they begin to recognize the Father in the Old Testament. They begin to prostrate themselves before Him because they recognize that they were experiencing a glory that wasn't made by hands. They was experiencing a glory that man had nothing to do with. They was experiencing Yahweh. They were experiencing the Shekinah glory of the Lord. That's why He's worthy. That's why He's worthy. That's why He's so worthy. Father, I praise You for just being God. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Can I get about 30 people just to open up your mouth and just begin to tell Him how worthy He is? Can I get 30 people to just open up your mouth and begin to tell Him how worthy He is? Come on, if He's ever done anything for you, tell Him how worthy He is. Come on, don't let anybody block your worship tonight. Tell Him how worthy He is. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised and glorified and magnified. He's the King of kings. He's the Lord of lords. He's the ruler of every nation. He's El Shaddai. He's more than enough. He's more than enough. I need not look for another. All that I need is in the God that I serve.
Broadcast is here for you each and every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So thank you so much for joining us on Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. We look forward to having you back next Monday. Please share this out, ladies and gentlemen. Share this out on the broadcast and on your networks as well. We thank you so much in advance. So we thank God for you, and we appreciate you being with us tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Hey, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we go out. Have a great day, rest of the day, and a great week, everybody. Bye-bye now.